back with you here on a Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022. Glenn Coble in the studio, 12 minutes past the hour. And if you didn't hear earlier on, the next 2 days will be Glenn's last 2 days as a regular here at the station. He'll be back for election coverage in November and the Christmas party and other various things.
I didn't get fired.
No.
I didn't go away mad.
The axe hasn't dropped off yet. And other than that, we will be moving on next week because these hours will be filled with new programs. On Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., you'll have Voice of the People with Linda Sims live each and every week. And from 12 to 1, you will have Adam, whatever he wants to call himself, mid-afternoon or Adam the Computer Guy, but he'll be on from 12 to 1 on Wednesday and Thursday. So all kinds of programming. Your buddy Lee hasn't called in to say goodbye.
Oh, I trust that he's thinking about me.
Well, it could be.
We're still looking for his wheelchair, I think. I don't know.
Well, you know something that's interesting? Isn't loyalty. Now, loyalty, I think, above all else, is what you really want. You want somebody to tell you the truth, not... The truth is always better than a bunch of baloney.
Sure is, absolutely.
And when you go to somebody and you tell them baloney, that's where there's a problem.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I thought if I told somebody baloney for, let's say, I had a tough thing that I had to tell somebody, I'd kind of water it down with some baloney. I've found now, especially after I turned 60, just tell it straight up. And it may hurt initially, but it'll be a lot better off because then you won't have to remember all the lies you told.
Well, I guess my question is, do you think people will dislike you if you are not honest with them?
Oh, I never even thought. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about if you go off the air.
Yeah.
I don't think people like you if you, even if you're good friends, I think they feel disappointed in you if you lie to them.
Well, all I know is I think that the only thing, because you never want to sound like sour grapes, but the only thing is I want people to know what they're in for before they make a decision. It's like if there is a car crash, if I'm in a car crash and I'm coming back up the street after a car crash, now I want to stop you and say, listen, this is what I encountered up there. Now it's your choice to go up there or not, but I want to let you know. So that's all I do. People are free to make their own choices, but it's an interesting thing sometimes with people.
I'm not a big fan of people are free to make their own choices. People are free to make good choices. I think there are some really bad choices that people make that they need to be warned away from.
Well, I think you try to do that, but I don't want to ever say, you need to do this. I just want to give you the information and say, okay, this is what I know, and you can do what you want. Because somebody told me one time, and I always found this to be true, that if you, it was about a job, because people a lot of times get offered better jobs or what they think are better situations.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And the first question you should ask yourself is, am I unhappy where I am? Because if the answer is no, the first time you go to that new job and you're unhappy, you're going to regret that you left.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so why would you ever leave something you were not unhappy with?
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that that was true because I know a lot of people make decisions based on financials, and I don't fault people for that, but I just really put some thought into it and really look at what you're doing before you jump.
Well, no, my wife and I were talking while we were walking our executive director around last night at 11 o'clock, we were talking about a very similar thing because the trade deadline was last week for baseball, and two of our favorite Cubs did not get traded, and they were a little disappointed, but I'm glad they didn't get traded because I do like the two that didn't get traded that they thought would be traded. And then we started talking about there was some guy that didn't get traded because he has in his contract that he will stay in the town that he is in until he decides to leave. I love that idea. And I said to my wife, why, if you're making $10 million a year, Why would you care if you're going to make $11 million a year at a different place? Stay where you are. Relax. Enjoy being there. Your family's there. I don't understand why people want to move around.
Well, see, just like I said with you earlier, and who knows, you might get offers. You never know.
I don't want offers.
Well, right. And see, that's loyalty. And that's to be, you know, treasured above all else. But I don't ever get angry when somebody leaves because, as I say, we've been here 8.5 years. Everybody but Linda and myself at this point have left. Mm-hmm. It's just the nature. But if your show ends up someplace else, which that has happened before, how did they hear about you? Why do they want you? And I take great pride in that, because highly unlikely they could just go knocking on your door.
Right.
How many people were knocking on your door before you came here?
None.
Right. So I say, hey, you know, that's a very prideful thing to me.
Well, and the reason why I came knocking on the door is I had just lost an election, and I thought I could give something to the station, because I know a pretty good amount about politics, and I thought I could give the station something. And I also, it's nice to think you're doing something positive for the world.
Well, I think we can always innovate faster than somebody can imitate.
Okay, I'm going to really have to think that one through.
Well, I think we do a very good job of, with our hosts, coming up for the best ideas for them. The best time slots, the best show ideas. It's 90% them.
Except for Swap Shop.
Except for Swap Shop. Yeah, Swap Shop never really hit the high note.
No, it didn't.
But we come up with those ideas, and apparently they do work, or why would anybody else be interested in you?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We can still find somebody else and go, oh, let's do something with them.
You know, you brought up an interesting point. Now, I've had 21 jobs in my life. That includes paperboy and stuff like that, but I've had a lot of different jobs. I have only been offered one job in my life. That was at Ohio University. They asked me to come and work for them there. The rest of them I've had to go and hunt for. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, I was offered dozens of jobs after I quit this." I don't know anybody that was offered dozens of jobs. I think that's hyperbole.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Well, I also think that people always believe that the grass is greener.
Sure.
And what I would say to the people who are approached, I would say, the person who approached you, ask them how they heard about you.
Yeah.
You know, and if it is because of the outlet you're on, and you don't know much about their outlet, that's unfortunate. But the difference is I never get angry about that. Some people get very angry. I don't understand. I just say, well, okay, if that person ends up over there, fine. We'll get this person.
I think people's self-worth is quite often overblown. Like these people that say, well, I've been offered lots of jobs. Most people, I don't think, have been offered lots of jobs, and I think it's their self-worth in the back of their head saying, I got to say that. I think most, especially radio stations, I think most radio stations could do without anybody. I don't know that there's any unmovable person on radio. There are some really famous people that have been on radio, but I think people could replace them.
Well, I think that happens with everybody.
Yeah.
Because eventually nobody lives forever.
You interviewed somebody, I can't remember who it was, who said he was told he had a year. And
Larry King.
Yeah, Larry King. Now, what can you imagine anybody that, like Larry King, not getting dozens of offers? I can't.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
See, and that's the thing about it is everybody thinks they have all the answers,
yeah.
But it is true that some people do know how to use you better than other people.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can't impress that upon somebody until they experience being misused.
Well, if you're watching from afar, I think I probably know your values and your strengths maybe a little bit better than even you know your values and strengths, just because I've watched you for 3.5 years now, and I can see what you do well. And I don't think you give yourself enough credit on that.
Well, here's what I think. I think a station's a team, and that's what I look at. Every station I've ever worked for, and I've worked for 3 radio stations, it was important to me that there was a team. And when I say, well, who else is on your station, if there's not much there, then I start to worry, because I do think the team is important. I think you've got to have a team. And I think if you look at WMRN, their deterioration started when they stopped having a team.
Yeah. Well, the credit union that I worked for, we had a terrific team. And I left there basically because I had worked there for 12 years and I was just getting tired of it. And I was getting older. And I didn't think I had a lot of support at the time. Not that people didn't like me. It's just I didn't feel that I really had any need to be there anymore. So.
Well, we do want to let people know, because we do have 47 minutes left in the broadcast here.
And
yes.
I still have one answer
yes.
to go.
Yes, we've got Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets at the Ohio State Fair tonight at 7 p.m. and tickets to Ice Cube tomorrow at 7 p.m. And so far we've got Rebecca Gruber, Ron, and Ryan in for the Ice Cube tickets. We're going to draw at the end of the hour here, but we can still get more people entered. What's the question there, Glenn?
The question, and we've got 3 answers already, but the question is, name a special... Name a specific junk food that you'd never want to give up. And there are 4 answers, and we've got the first one was candy, second was chips, third was pizza, but we still have the 4th available.
So 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I've had more than one, and I don't really agree with this, but I've had several people say to me, if I'm checking out at a grocery store or I'm talking to somebody on the phone, you have a nice voice. You really ought to be on radio. And I usually say, well, I am, but I've listened to my voice and I don't think it's that nice.
You know, I don't think anybody thinks they have a good voice.
I guess not.
I've never ran into somebody who said, oh, I like the sound of my voice.
Yeah, I imagine Ted Williams does.
I don't know. I think you don't sound... The way you hear yourself is not how you sound.
No, I think you're right. And I do know that I, if I want to, I can go into my radio voice.
Well, just like you don't see yourself the way you see yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm much, much uglier than I think.
Well, this
and
is where
I
we
think I'm really ugly.
Well, this is where we think Adam has a displaced issue.
Poor Adam.
Poor Adam.
Quit picking on Adam.
740-383-9944. I tried to be very honest when it came to this digital thing, and I think I'm still trying to be honest in it. And it is the truth. Listen. We had somebody accuse us of something. A judge came in and said, you got to have a lawyer, and we don't want to spend thousands of dollars to do it. So I hope you follow us, because we'll be doing the same thing.
Yeah, and I think it's a shame that somebody... the only thing I can imagine is that somebody was just jealous of you, and I think it's a shame that we're having to do that. I would love to stay on the 2. And start promoting the digital more and go both ways and build it. But
what in the world would there... I mean, I don't really understand jealousy in general. I can honestly say I've never listened to anybody else's radio program and felt jealousy. Now, I've said, boy, they do that good. That's a good show. But I've never thought, because jealousy to me indicates that I want to be them, or I want...
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't...
I think that's where it comes from.
I
think people think you do a good job. Well, I think this particular person, I think, wishes he had your skills and your ability, and he does not, obviously.
Well, you should have listened the first hour this morning when I was given the wrong phone number for the first hour. No, I just... I admire people's good work, but I'm not jealous of them, because I always... Here's the thing. Don't you have the ability to do what you want to do?
I think you do, and, you know, we have an awful lot of Christian, and I'm using air quotes on that, we have an awful lot of Christian people that get jealous of other people, want what other people have, and they forget to read that part in the Bible that says, thou shalt not covet. And I think that's really important. If you're going to covet what somebody else has, then you are going to become jealous of that other person.
Well, it's a sad world, I guess.
It is.
Well, we have Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets and tickets to Ice Cube, and we still have one answer left here.
How can they not know what junk food? I mean, this is a junk food that you always see at a fair. Always.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, don't forget, I'll probably have Ice Cube tickets tomorrow morning to give away as well, because the concert's tomorrow. But we still have four tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias that we need to give away today, because the show is tonight at 7. Does anybody want to go to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias? Call and tell me that. I mean, we've given away three pairs, so it's not like we haven't given away tickets. But does anybody want to go see Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair? Give me a buzz if you do. 740-383-9944. Or if you know the junk food, you can get in for Ice Cube.
It's my sister-in-law's birthday, and we're going to take her out tonight. If we had any desire to go that far away, we might try to get in on this, but all she wants for her birthday is, I had to make sure that it wasn't the answer on our, she wants pizza. And we're going to take
her there
to
you go, pizza
place.
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Yeah.
So what's coming up on the final Progressive Life with Dr. Feynman today?
I have no idea.
Well, that'll be good.
We are kind of going to play this one from the seat of our pants. Usually I spend 2 or 3 hours the day before, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And today, I'm pretty much going to wing it.
See, I don't know what's going on right now. There's not a whole lot.
Well, the trip of Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan was big, and we will probably talk about that. There was a primary yesterday. Oh, this is funny. In Missouri, Trump came out and said, I support Eric. And there is an Eric that's running for office with the Republican. But there are three Erics that are running for office.
Oh, three Erics.
Three Erics.
Big primary.
And nobody knows which one ex-President Trump is supporting. It's one of those three, though.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you and Dr. Feynman, this will be the last.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
You'll have to tune in for that at noon today.
Yeah.
Be a humdinger. Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn?
Ooh, that's a good answer. But not right, but it's a
not
great
right.
answer.
All right, thanks.
Popcorn is not on the list.
Why wouldn't that be on the list, especially here in Marion?
Yeah, well, do we even make much popcorn here anymore?
No, I don't think we make any.
Well, there you go.
We used to, Wyandotte used to make popcorn. They, matter of fact, I believe Wyandotte was, what's that candied popcorn that they make with the little thing? Cracker Jacks. They used to make Cracker Jacks there, and they also made the microwave popcorn there. I don't think they make it anymore.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So what are the answers again? Because I'm trying to think in my mind what the answer could be.
The answers
for the family
okay,
food
the
question.
Three that we've gotten so far that are correct. Now, this is a junk food that you would never want to give up. Candy, chips, and pizza.
And we've still got one answer.
Yeah. And it's something you can buy quite often at fairs.
740-383-9944.
No, tickets. It's not deep fried butter, by the way.
Or what is that? Deep fried. What is the thing at the fair we had? Deep fried candy bars?
Oh, gee.
Oh, yeah. They deep fried Twinkies. Deep fried Twinkies.
They must freeze those down to sub zero so that they don't just melt away when they dump them.
I don't know why deep fried anything is. That'll make it better. Deep fry that.
Well, this one is deep-fried all the time. That'll give you another little answer.
Can you imagine Adam and Dr. Feynman being back together?
I love it. I think.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he started. Well, he did my show, I think, first on this station. And then I don't know how he and Adam got acquainted, to be honest.
He thinks you're the best interviewer in the world.
Well, then he's got good taste. Go ahead, caller.
How about funnel cakes?
Oh, that's a perfect answer, but it's not the right one. Funnel cakes is a great answer. Yeah.
No funnel cakes on the list. Looking for a junk food that is prevalent at the fair. We've got Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets tonight at the
Ohio State Fair. I can't believe funnel cakes is not on there.
An ice cube. Well, you know, that's kind of a fringe item.
Okay.
Ron must have lost his phone. He can't come up with any answers. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream.
I'm sorry. That's not junk food.
But, no ice cream.
No, I determine what's junk food, and ice cream is not
ice
junk.
Cream is not junk food.
No.
What is that in the four food groups somewhere?
Yeah, it is. It's,
vegetables.
It's the fifth food group.
Fifth food group.
With butterscotch on top.
What do we have now? The food pyramid? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different than the four food groups. They decided that was not the way to eat.
I don't know. I just eat.
You know what? I'm going to turn on the Facebook Live on you.
Oh.
And we're just going to see how
Why
it works.
Why would we want to
well,
do that?
Well, we're just going to see how it works.
Okay.
We're going to give it a test drive here.
All right.
You can tune in on Facebook and see Glenn's face here momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Cotton candy?
Ooh, cotton candy. No, I'm afraid that's not. Well, kind of on there, but they have the number one answer is candy. So I guess cotton candy is on there, but it's not the fourth group. Sorry.
Look at that. There you are.
Oh, my. That's horrible.
That's how you look.
Well, turn it off.
Well, hold on. We got to get it going here. We got to get the Facebook going. We don't have it going yet. Don't wave. Okay, here we go. Go live. What? Now, if you got a Facebook at home, you're about to see this go all over the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Where are my children when I need them?
It's live.
Yeah, hi. Oop. Why do we keep you're moving it.
That's I right. moved it, but yeah. but you are live
okay.
now.
All right.
I'll let you know if we get any comments or anything over here in the
yikes
in the dashboard.
Now, will that forewarn people that I'm up? You know, like...
Yeah, you're awake.
Well, I mean, there are some of these live things, they will indicate to people that are watching Facebook that Glenn Coble has gone live or something.
Yes, it did that.
Oh, did it?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Corn dog.
Corn dogs. I love corn dogs, but that's not it, but I do love corn dogs. A little bit of mustard.
No corn dogs on the list. You know, if Adam's still out there listening, he can check this out and see what the... How it's going. How does it sound? Is it cutting in and out? All those things.
I'm going to have to, I can see by my picture, I'm going to have to color my hair a little bit more.
Well, it's got some kind of reaction. I don't know. But, you know, we'll just leave it there and see what happens.
Oh.
What's that?
It says Scott Spears is live. That's not Scott Spears.
Well, no, but that's you. So we'll go with that and see what happens for the next... what do we got, 30 minutes left in the show here?
I like 26? That picture right there because it cuts off my lack of hair.
Well, you can just get a piece. You have a piece, don't you?
A little piece right up here.
Well, no. You got one of those pieces.
Piece.
We just got a comment from Mary Kay Bickley.
If she wants to go out on a date, okay.
She said, hello.
Hello.
Now, we want to know, is Glenn cutting in and out, and can you hear him?
Oh.
So okay. Comment on the Facebook Live.
Okay, it's nice to have Facebook Live.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, I like it. I like
All
the
right.
idea.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I ain't lost my phone.
Jimmy the Greek here.
How about French fries?
French fries!
Oh, there's a shock that Ron would get it. I wonder how that happened. Now, Ron, are you
well,
watching?
Well, people get big buckets of it over there. See how many people eat all that?
You're full of big buckets of stuff this morning.
I love getting that gigantic thing of French fries when they just come out of the... Oh, they are so good.
Now, Ron, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you watching Glenn right now on Facebook?
No, I'm driving.
Well, no, so just
don't stop.
Get the phone out and just keep steer your wheel with your feet.
See, you'd be blaming me for cheating if I brought the phone out.
That's
see?
Right, yeah.
Well, I still don't know, Ron. I'm still a little shaky on the whole thing. We got you, and keep listening because you're going to go in for the Ice Cube tickets.
Real soon.
All right.
But go to Facebook Live. Tell us if you can hear and see Glenn, okay?
Don't do it while you're driving.
Not while I'm driving.
All right. Well, we're picking up views.
Good. Excellent.
See, is it cutting in and out? Can they hear you?
Are we up to two views?
Well, we were up to six there at one point.
Oh, my.
And we're not even announcing this. If we did this every day, who knows what would happen?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching you guys.
Oh, Mary has commented here.
Okay, Mary, what's going on?
If I could view the comment, it says, coming through... There's something up here in front of this. Coming through loud and clear. Now,
excellent.
Is the video cutting in and out? That's what we want to know.
Oh, I've got to sit right. I look all slumpy.
There you go. All right. This is Facebook Live here at WWGH Radio. And we want to make sure the radio is not going in and out either. Because there was a question about bandwidth to do this. But since we're both hardwired, I don't think there's a problem.
Probably not, yeah. You don't need bandwidth if you're hardwired.
That's what I said. All right, 740-383-9944. We've got Ice Cube tickets here. And Ice Cube, you know, I should have tagged you in this. It would have went on your video as well.
No, I don't even know what tagging somebody does.
Well, it would have showed up on your timeline as well as mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll work on that next time. Okay, so we got Ron, Ryan, and Rebecca in the competition. Now, we need a new category.
Okay, I handed them back to you.
What? Keep going.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah,
do
we got
this? Okay.
We got 23 minutes left here in
the
big broadcast.
Okay, we got another category popping up here. What is the category? It's.
I'm surprised Dr. Feynman's not watching this on Facebook.
He probably is.
He's
right
a Facebooker.
Yeah. Name a food that you often burn your tongue while eating. Oh, that's.
Oh, now how many answers?
Four.
Name a food that you often burn your tongue while eating.
And the four that they have here are none of the ones that I would have put down.
Well, it says, Mary says, picture perfect.
Picture perfect.
So
well,
no, sounds okay.
She has a very low threshold of perfect, if my picture's up there.
We do what we have to do here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
Name a food that you often burn your tongue while eating.
Go ahead, caller.
Soup.
Soup is it. That's number one. Excellent.
All right, Judy, would you like to be in the competition?
No.
All right, thanks, Judy.
Yeah, soup was the only one of the four that I really think of when I burn my tongue.
So there's still three more answers.
Yeah, three more answers.
A food you burn your tongue on.
Now, soup had 46 points, and that by far was the highest.
Let's see. I think we got a call coming
All right.
in here.
Good.
Go ahead, caller.
Pizza.
Number two.
All right, Ryan in again. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
You're getting your name in there a lot.
We got Ryan and Ron and Rebecca Gruber.
A lot of R's. Three R's, as a matter
The three
of
R's right here. When somebody's going to get some Ice Cube tickets before it's all over with.
Now, after soup and pizza, it drops off dramatically. Now, I never burn my tongue when I'm eating pizza, do you?
Not really. Go ahead, caller.
Chili?
Number three.
Number three.
All right.
Who do we have on the line?
Amanda Rickman, Ron's old lady.
Oh.
Ron's old lady.
All right, we got you, Amanda.
Thanks.
I often wonder if people get mad when somebody says, oh, you're... to my wife, Carol is Glenn's old lady. She'd hit him.
Yeah, I don't think your wife would go for that type of terminology.
No, she isn't.
740-383-9944, something you burn your mouth on.
Now, the fourth one is a double. It's one of those that has a slash mark in between it. So I'll give you credit if you give me either one of these two.
Go ahead, caller.
She's trying to get in on me, but Scott, but lasagna.
He got number four. All right. He's been reading.
Do I even have to say what's going on here?
No, it's not, Scott.
Have you checked out Facebook to see Glenn?
Not yet. He's driving. I told you.
But where are you going?
I'm going out to eat here.
Oh, what are you getting?
I'm on the Wendy's.
Oh. Hey, I like the triple, the number eight, the big, you know, is it number eight, Big Bacon Classic?
I have no idea.
The triple with the large fry and the large Diet Coke. So if you want to put that on your tab today, Ron, I'll be glad to have I get off here in about 19 minutes.
Well, listen, you've been blaming me for cheating all morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll forgive everything if you get that triple meal there at a Wendy's.
Now, this answer, by the way, was lasagna slash pasta.
Now, you think Ron's going to get me a triple?
I don't think so, and I would recommend that he not do that. I think that was...
Now, why would you recommend that, Glenn?
Because you are coercing him.
No, I just said, hey, that's my... You know, that triple sandwich. Woo.
That's not going to be good calorie-wise for you.
No, 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 but I walk every night.
Oh, okay.
I walk it off.
I walk five times a day with my puppy, but it doesn't help.
Doesn't do a thing. Well, maybe it's helping the heart.
I hope so.
So what, did we get them all?
We got them all.
We got another category.
Holy
40,
crap.
42. You know, if Ron wasn't skimming the system, this would take longer.
He can't be skimming it. He's driving.
He went to Wendy's. How far could that be from his house?
All right. Name an occupation in which you need to wear comfortable shoes.
Ooh.
That's
this interesting. One. I need comfortable shoes for this position.
Sumo wrestling. They don't wear shoes.
No, I don't think so.
So those are very comfortable shoes.
I can think of a few that you would need comfortable shoes for.
Yeah.
Now we got tickets to Ice Cube.
And we got four answers to this.
And we've got tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Star of Magic Mike.
Who's Magic Mike?
That's a movie. I don't know. Okay. Does anybody want to go to Fluffy? Go ahead, caller.
Surgeon.
I will. It says doctor, but surgeon will cover. Okay, that's number one.
Now, do you want tickets to Fluffy?
Yes, I want tickets to see Ice Cube.
Oh, Ice Cube, not Fluffy.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, no Fluffy.
All right.
No Fluffy.
She said surgeon. I gave it to her because it says doctor.
Doctor.
Most doctors are surgeons. I mean, most surgeons doctors.
I think all surgeons are doctors.
Yes. They better
but
be.
But not all doctors are surgeons.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, you would not want your veterinarian operating on
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't want my ophthalmologist cutting in
your
my
oculist.
Chest.
Go ahead, caller.
Hairdresser.
You know what? That's not on here. That's a good answer, but that's not on here.
Well, cosmetologist.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of those fancy
okay
people.
Okay.
All right. A job that you need good shoes for.
And the first answer, doctor/nurse, that had by far the most. It had 55 points. Now, the second, third, and fourth one combined only have 38 points.
So. Go ahead, caller.
Waitress or waiter?
I think I got to give this one to him, too. It says food service.
No, I'd say
yeah,
so. Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's number two.
Now, Ryan, do you think Ron is scamming this system?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad about Ron. I don't know Ron.
Non-perishable food items. Holy
but that non-perishable, it would be hard for me to even spell it.
There you go. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, so you're going to miss this, Glenn. You're going to miss this type of show.
Absolutely not.
Oh, you'll love it. I'm going to send this in for a Peabody Award.
Yeah.
You're going on your new career as Charles Carolt.
You mean Peabody, that dog?
No,
cartoon
no.
Dog, Peabody.
I think there's a dog named Peabody.
Yeah, don't you remember?
No.
Oh, it was
what dog's name Peabody?
Yeah, it was on, I can't remember the name of the show. It was back in the 60s.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, didn't somebody give us the answer to the deaf, dumb, blind thing?
Yeah.
What was it?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, now, what were we trying to do there?
There was fiddling all about. I think that the word was to fiddle about. No, that wasn't the word. There was a word that was used in the chorus of that that we used incorrectly or correctly. I don't know which. Anyway.
The fiddle all about. All right. So what do we got left in the category?
Okay. We have two answers left, and both of these only scored 5 points, so they're kind of obscure. Name an occupation in which you need to wear comfortable shoes.
Go ahead, caller.
An athlete.
Oh, yeah, and you should wear very good shoes as an athlete, too, but that's not one of the answers. I'm sorry.
No athletes on the list today.
You know how much I paid for when my eldest son got to be a college runner? I paid $200 for his running shoes, and there was less material in those running shoes than I have in my underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they were real light. Well, that's why they were so expensive. Now you could almost see through them, and yet they had spikes on them that you had to have.
Now, who do you think is going to win these Ice Cube tickets?
I have no idea. Number seven.
Is there anybody out there who wants Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias?
I don't think anybody knows who Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is.
Well, it's tonight at the Ohio State Fair down at the Celeste Center. It's the big show at 7 p.m. We've got four tickets left, and we want to unload them. So all you got to do at this point is call and tell me you want Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, and we'll make sure that you get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a mailman there, Scott?
Mailman. Absolutely. That is...
So there's a shock.
That's one of the two that are left.
What are you talking about? What a shock.
What a shock, Ron. You got an right answer. I can't imagine.
I think Ron's going to win. He's got 17 answers.
Hey, have you got my triple, my number 8 triple with a Biggie Fry and a Biggie Diet?
I'm not there yet. I got to wait.
Holy crap.
But where are you?
Show up.
Huh?
I got to wait for people to show up.
He's going to the Wendy's up in Upper Sandusky.
What people are you waiting to show up?
My people are meeting with.
He has people.
Oh, you're having a group.
Yeah.
A group lunch. Well, okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Do you have people,
Sorry.
Scott?
Oh, I got people. Who's your people? I got people galore. I've got
Hoosier
people.
People. I was born in Indianapolis.
A Hoosier people. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. It's coming down to Ryan, Ron, Amanda, and Rebecca Rickman.
All right.
No, Rebecca Gruber.
Okay. And we only have one more answer.
We only have one more answer.
We've got doctor, nurses, food service people, mail carriers, and then the other.
Does anybody want Fluffy Iglesias tickets?
I ought to ask my wife if we ought to take my sister-in-law down there.
Go ahead, caller.
Maybe if you remind people that even if they don't want to see that Fluffy person, that they can use the tickets to get in free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To the fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Mary said she saw Glenn and Rocky and Bullwinkle. Was that the Peabody
yes,
dog?
Yes, it was Rocky and Bullwinkle, and Peabody was the dog with the professor. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I can't speak to that.
Well, you aren't old enough to.
I know Rocky
that.
And Bullwinkle. Well, he was a moose.
Yeah, and then they did a little side gig with Peabody and the professor.
Well, who's the Peabody and the professor?
Well, Peabody was a very smart dog.
There's Rocky.
He was very smart.
There's Iglesias, Fluffy.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's Ice Cube.
I know what Ice Cube looks like. I didn't know what
it seems a little angry like. There in that picture, don't you think?
He always looks angry. That's kind of the genre that these people
genre.
Yeah.
Oh!
Have you noticed how many pro football players smile at the camera? None. They all
well,
look
they're in,
bad.
They're in the, they're a, it's a they're in battle. They're in what do you call that?
They're in a studio having a picture taken of them with their helmet off.
They gotta look mean. They gotta look mean.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. How many answers we got left?
One.
People who wear good shoes.
Yes, people who wear good shoes.
Comfortable shoes.
Yeah, I used to be in charge of doing the photo shoots at a couple of universities, and we do the photo shoots. And every time that I had a football team that I had to shoot. I'd ask him, smile. And I'd get maybe one of the 105 kids that would smile. And that one was always the best picture in the book. I don't know.
What is Ice Cube's big song?
It's tea time in November. I don't know what it is.
Now maybe Arthur Treacher did that one. I don't know if Ice Cube did that one. What is Ice Cube's big song? Like, if I were going down to Ice Cube, what would I want to hear him sing?
I never have listened to Ice Cube, so he's not one of my favorites.
But you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Rapper, right?
Yeah. I know who he is.
He's a rapping kind of guy.
And I know he does it very well. It's not my favorite genre.
Well, apparently people do want the Ice Cube tickets.
Yeah.
We've got four entrants into that at this point.
Maybe a fifth.
Go ahead, caller.
A ballerina.
Oh, great answer. Wrong, but a great answer.
Wow. It was a good day.
Thank you.
Hey, that is a perfect answer. My wife was went to college to study dance, and she was a very good ballerina. But, yeah, and she wore very comfortable shoes, except she wore toe shoes, and when you're on toe, nothing is comfortable.
No, toe's hard, and you got to have special shoes for it.
Yes, she did.
So we still need one profession that has a comfortable shoe.
Comfortable shoe.
All right. Well, go ahead, caller.
I didn't say half of the day. I said it's part of the day. That's the most popular song. I think the popular song was It Was a Good Day.
Oh, okay.
It Was a Good Day?
It Was a Good Day.
How does that go?
I'm not going to rap it. I'm just going to tell you it was a good day.
What did you get? Are you getting these tickets for your daughter?
Heck no, I'm not.
She can go down
here. I have to drive, and I'm not driving this deal. The Friday movies were pretty funny, not going to lie.
Well, you don't have to stay for Ice Cube. You can drop her off and go over like Ron to Wendy's and come back and pick her up when it's over.
Yeah, you can drive a bus trip back and forth between Wendy's and Ice Cube.
Oh, I got a question.
Well, good. I got an answer. What do you got?
Are you not going to hang up on me again, are you?
Oh, no.
Listen, I've never hung up on anybody.
I'm so sorry. Do you remember where the old Dollar General was out there by
House of Hoodian?
Yeah, House of Hoodian.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Well, somebody's bought that and they're fixing it up. Do you guys know what that's going to be?
I do not. Do you, Glenn?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, maybe somebody will know.
That was so helpful.
Well, we will ask our...
Well, this is why you get hung up on.
Because I ask the hard questions.
Ask the hard questions. We don't have the answers to those sort of things.
All right, I'll stay tuned.
All right. But does anybody know what's going on with the old Dollar General out here next to House of Hoonan? They're fixing it up to put what in there? Does anybody know? Anybody know what they're doing with the old Certified?
The old Certified?
You're on Main Street. They tore up the pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Assembly line, factory worker.
Well, that would be a good one, but it's not the right one.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Most assembly line people, do they wear those hard toes shoes? Do you know?
Yeah, I think steel-toed, what they call them.
Yeah, steel-toed. I think you have to, don't you? You don't want to drop an engine on your foot.
No, you don't. You don't want to drop anything heavy on your toes.
No.
Bust your toes right up. And I don't think they can do anything for broken toes.
No, they just tape them up and you go.
You go.
Yeah.
You keep on
like
walking.
Fingers.
They give you one of those boots. Everybody's got
a
boot.
Yeah.
I've never had a boot.
I haven't either.
Knock on wood.
I used to have my ankle taped all the time for football, but I never had a boot.
Now, does anybody know what the last profession is that you need comfortable shoes to? I know Ron knows because he looks it up.
Well, this person is on their feet probably the whole time.
Of their job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've still got Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. If you're interested in those tickets, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. We've still got two sets of those.
Hey, I could take my new RV down there and...
go down to Fluffy.
Yeah, we could go down and see Fluffy and then tailgate in my new RV.
Well, I bet it's a big show tonight. I mean, he was a movie star. He's a comedian. I think this is the only night they do comedy down at the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, okay.
And you get in the main gate for free as well.
Yeah, now that's worth some money.
Well, in the Ice Cube tickets, we've got Rebecca Gruber, Ron, Ryan, Amanda. See, I don't know if Rebecca's still listening, though. She was on her way to Marysville to work.
Well, they just cut us off of the camera, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
I took a break from listening, gentlemen. Did somebody say waiter, waitress, food server, bartender, one of those?
Yes, we got that. That was an excellent answer. That was the number two answer.
Yeah, I wanted to give whatever method of verbiage people use. I would say waiter or waitress.
Okay.
Another one, professional athlete, you know, like a baseball player.
Yeah, we just had somebody call that in too. So you must have been away from your phone, your radio for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to say ballet dancer. I'm sure somebody said that. I'll just listen, and maybe a smart person will call in.
All right.
Adam sounds depressed. Does he sound depressed to you?
Depressed. Yeah. Needs somebody to slap him.
Maybe somebody took his dog or something. Don't forget, next week at this time, it'll be Voice of the People with Linda Sims.
He has a dog?
I don't think so.
I think he would have run away by now.
Well, that's why I said somebody took the dog. He's very upset. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10:10 till noon on Wednesday and Thursday, and Adam from 12 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
A salesperson.
A what person?
Salesperson.
Oh, salesperson.
Yeah, like a clerk or a salesman.
Nope, that's a good answer, but that's not the correct answer, according to...
Okay.
No salespeople on the list.
No?
You know, this is a new chair. Since I've been here last, this chair was put in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. Used to be a brown chair here.
Oh, really? I only recognize that chair.
Yeah, this isn't bad.
Yeah, it's a good chair.
57 minutes. We're going to draw here in 2 minutes for the Ice Cube tickets.
All right. Ice Cube.
And then you and...
I wonder where he got that name from.
Ice Cube Feynman.
Me and Ice Cube Feynman will be up shortly.
Well, we'll get the answer here because here comes the scammer. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I'm a school teacher.
You got it. That's the last answer.
Oh, there's a shocker.
He looked
it up. All right. Well, we're going to draw here in about a minute.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All righty. Well, here we are. Last 2 minutes. You got Dr. Feynman next hour. So what's coming up tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to give my farewell address.
Oh.
In the first 2 hours.
Well, I'll have to...
It's a long address.
But then you got another hour.
Yeah. Well, no, it's... I'm going to give the same length of address that they gave at Gettysburg right before Lincoln spoke.
Oh, it's going to be that quick.
2 hours. It took
now,
2 hours.
Now, you're going to do like an award show and thank people because that's always trouble.
Will. Yes.
Because when you thank people, you leave somebody off and then they get ticked.
Well, I'm going to leave everybody off.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You just get up and you say, you know, Jessica Tandy, you remember from Driving Miss Daisy?
Yeah, sure.
When she won the Academy Award, she just got up and she said, I'm on cloud 9, and I thank you all. And I thought, that's how you
that's
do it.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to just talk about my joy of being on this station. And
we've had a lot of good times.
Yeah,
We've been on during a pandemic.
Your
we've been
show
on,
and my show, I've really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, we've had fun.
Yeah.
But it's not the...
Even if we've yelled at each other.
I don't think we ever did. You yelled, I just listened.
No, I think we both raised our...
You're a yeller. I'll tell you, the morning you came after the 2020 election,
I wasn't happy.
I thought you were going to have to tranquilize you or something that morning. It was bad.
My wife felt the same way.
Holy mackerel. Okay, let's draw for the Ice Cube winner. Okay. Let's see. Because people always accuse me of fixing these contests, so I'm going to just number them off.
Okay.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 entries.
I already gave you the number.
All right, pick it up.
7.
7. 7 goes to Rebecca Gruber.
All right. She only had one
entry. She only had one entry. Now, I feel bad because...
I do, too, because our cheater...
Yeah, cheater didn't win.
Not even close.
And Ryan, who was trying hard... Ryan and Ron, we still have tickets to Ice Cube. I'll be giving them away tomorrow morning.
Yeah, please call.
So tune in tomorrow morning. You still could go to Ice Cube. Rebecca, you need to pick up your tickets either today from 10 to 1 or tomorrow 10 to 1. You might meet Rebecca tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it Rebecca Gruber? All right.
Don't come in at 10 today, because that would be very late.
I'm done.
Okay.
All right, Glenn's coming up with Dr. Feynman momentarily.
7.1 FM from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
You've
never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln. When it's the, you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?